Okay. All right. Shavuot Tov. We're going to get started again. Please mute yourselves. Cause I don't see necessarily a host. So yeah, please keep yourself muted. Shavuot Tov, Gidvach. Thank you all so much, for joining. Thank you to Rabbi Fridman and, the RCBC for coordinating this very special event, nightly event. My name is Chaim Pupko. For those who don't know me, I have the honor and pleasure of serving as the senior rabbi of Congregation Avrat Torah in Englewood. And this evening, I was asked to give some introductory remarks, essentially to answer the question, why do we turn to Tehillim in a time of crisis, an Eit Tzara? The discussion, the answer to this question, it really begins with defining what the book of Tehillim is all about. As I'm sure many of you know, in short, the book of Tehillim is a response to the Torah. It is the response of the Ma'amin Bahashem to the Dvar Hashem, the response of the believer to the Word of God. Hashem has spoken to us directly through the Chumash, through the five books of the Chumash, and through the Nevi'im, through the prophets, through the divinely inspired words that they delivered. And so Tehillim is the response to Chumash and to Navi. Tehillim contains the believer's thoughts and reflections on what is contained in Hashem's messages in Chumash and Navi. It contains the believer's thoughts and reflections on the miracles of the Torah. Tehillim contains the ruminations of the believer on what it means to have faith in Hashem. Tehillim contains the thoughts and the feelings and the emotions of a believing Jew as he or she navigates the highs and lows of religious experience. And so, if this is what Tehillim is, if Tehillim is the words of the Ma'amin, the believer spoken to Hashem, then it's the obvious source for the Siddur. Many chapters of Tehillim have been incorporated into our davening because tefillah is the very same endeavor. It is the believer, the Ma'amin Bahashem, speaking to Hashem. The only difference is that Tehillim were composed long ago by David HaMelech, according to the dominant view in Chazal, while tefillah is something that we recite today. Tefillah is something we recite every day. But fundamentally, they're the same. They are our words directed towards Hashem. But there are times when we want to turn to Hashem beyond the tefillos that we find in the Siddur, beyond the tefillos that were enacted by Chazal. There are times when we are moved by different emotions, to speak to Hashem, to plead or to celebrate, to express our joy, to express our fear, to express our sadness, to express our enthusiasm. Because there are occasions that arise throughout our lives that propel us towards Hashem. And we want to feel connected to Hashem at that moment. And so, how do we find the right words for those moments when we feel more drawn to the Kadosh Baruch Hu? So, unfortunately, some of these moments when we feel more drawn are moments of crisis, an Eis Tzara. And so, the feelings that draw us closer are feelings of fear of what may come. We are moved by a desire for Hashem's intervention. We are moved by a longing to feel His comforting presence. But how do we put language to those feelings? How do we put language to those desires to connect to Hashem in that way? What do we do with these emotions, these feelings? How do we turn to Hashem in those moments? So surely we can just close our eyes and begin talking to Hashem in our own voice, in our own words. Of course, Hashem hears the cries of anyone who is suffering, of anyone who is yearning to be closer to Hashem. Hashem listens to us. He knows the thoughts of our heart. But there is a countervailing force against that desire for connection, against that desire to connect in that moment. And that countervailing force is the recognition that if we want this gesture, this turning towards Hashem, to be more than just raw emotion, if we want this gesture, turning towards Hashem, to articulate properly and fully what we are seeking, then we need help. Then we can't just rely on the words that we conjure in our own minds. We can't necessarily do it on our own. It's expressed in a Gemara in Brachos that is quoted often about one of the students who was leading the tefillah before Rabbi Hanina, and he began to go on and on in his praises of Hashem. Hakel, Hagadol, Hagibor, VeHanora, VeHaAdir, VeHaAzuz, VaYarui, VeHaChazak, VeAmitz, VeHavadeh, VeHanichbad. He's just going on. God, the great, mighty, awesome, powerful, awe-inspiring, strong, fearless, steadfast, honored. And Rabbi Hanina said to him, Rabbi Hanina waited for him to finish. And when he finished, Rabbi Hanina said to him, "What, are you done? Have you finished every praise you could possibly give to Hashem? You can't. Hashem is infinite. If you're going to start listing praises of Hashem, you can't stop." And the message, of course, is that if we were to try to put our own words around what we want to express to Hashem, it can become an overwhelming experience. The closer we get to his awesomeness, to his vastness, the more difficult it is to put language around what we want to say. And so Rabbi Hanina says that were it not for the specific praises that Moshe handed down to us, Hakel, Hagadol, the Hagibor, we wouldn't be able to put our own language around what we want to say to Hashem. And so what we learn from this is that in order to concretize our thoughts and our emotions, in order to articulate them in a way that captures all we would want to say to Hashem, we need help. And that help is Tehillim. Because Tehillim contains in it everything we want to say to Hashem and everything we would want to say to Hashem. Because these are divinely inspired words that a person directed towards Hashem. And when we select a particular mizmor based upon the occasion that we are turning to Hashem, that's how we go about finding the words to express a particular emotion, a particular feeling, happiness, sadness, joy, whatever it is. And by reciting that mizmor, not only do we now have the language to more fully express ourselves, the mizmor itself helps us clarify our own thoughts, our own feelings and emotions. By going through the mizmor, by reciting the words, by meditating on their concepts, it gives us the opportunity to refine and analyze what we're feeling and how we really want to connect to Hashem in that moment. And so, seen from that perspective, there's a homiletical understanding of the word mizmor that I think reflects this idea that Tehillim not only gives us language, but also helps us refine and understand ourselves better. Because the word mizmor obviously comes from the word, you know, like zemer, song, zimra, but it's also similar to the word of zamor, which means to prune, right? Like we prune a tree. And what the mizmor does homiletically with this, you know, understanding it from the perspective of pruning, is that it helps us prune our thoughts. It helps us prune aside, put aside, you know, distracting thoughts, and it helps us focus and find within ourselves the ideas that we'd like to summon as we try to connect to Hashem. And so that's why it's called Psukei Dezimra. Again, this is a homiletical idea, because before we get into the main parts of tefillah in the morning, we go through this process of pruning, of refining, of focusing ourselves using the tehillah. So when we want to turn to Hashem in an eis tzara, in a time of crisis, the reason we use tehillah is because tehillah provides us the language that a believer in Hashem can use in order to more fully articulate and express how we want to connect to Hashem, or what we want to say to Hashem. And at the same time, it gives us an opportunity to process our own religious feelings and understand ourselves better. I'd like to conclude with an image that I have in my mind right now. It's an image from a YouTube video that I saw a long time ago. And it was a video of about, you know, hundreds of young women in Israel who were inside a shul, a Beit Knesset, in Gaza during the disengagement, when they were dismantling those communities in Gaza in order to disengage from the area. And the video was all these young women who were all camped out in the Beit Knesset, and they were singing. They were singing. And the particular song they were singing in this video was Tfila La'ani Kiyatov, a prayer of the lowly individual when he or she is feeling faint, when he or she is struggling to articulate or find the right words. V'lifnei Hashem yishpoch sicho, and pours forth their plea before Hashem. And they were singing it with so much passion, of course, watching their communities be dismantled, their communities in Israel be dismantled. And there were tears streaming down so many faces. And in this image, you see people who have no trouble in summoning the emotion. They have no trouble in turning to Hashem and saying exactly how they feel at that moment and what they want from Hashem in that moment. But the fact that they channeled it through these beautiful, poetic, divinely inspired words of Tfila La'ani Kiyatov elevated those emotions, channeled them in a way that enables them to connect with Hashem in that very raw moment. And so that image has always stayed in my mind when I think about reciting Tehillim during an Ace Tzara, during a time of crisis, seeing the passion and the sincerity as they poured out their hearts to this beautiful tune. And so with this understanding, this appreciation of Tehillim as we embark on this project, it's my fervent prayer that we all find portions of Tehillim through this study, through this project, that we feel are able to articulate what we want to say to Hashem, how we want to connect to Hashem, that we find parts of the Tehillim that enable us to understand ourselves better, and through that, enable us all to connect to Hashem more closely, that Hashem should hear our recitation of Tehillim, Hashem should hear our tefillos, and provide our brothers and sisters in Israel with support and comfort and victory, Yeshua and Geula, and protect them and protect the Jewish people throughout the world during these times. Thank you very much for joining me this evening. Shavua Tov. May it be a week in which Hashem provides only what we need in order to get through all of this. Thank you.